This chewy treat takes 6 hours to make. This is called Dodel. There are a lot of Dodel variations, but this one from Tangerang. Dodel Tangerang consists of palm sugar, coconut milk, and rice flour. The ingredients are stirred in a giant pan for 6 hours straight, nonstop. To do it require a certain skill that is passed down for generations. And finally, after... This chewy treats take 6 hours to make. This is called Dodel. There are a lot of Dodel variations, but this one from Tangerang. Dodel Tangerang consists of palm sugar, coconut milk, and rice flour. The ingredients are stirred in a giant pan for 6 hours straight, nonstop. To do it require a certain skill that is passed down for generations. And finally, after 6 hours of stirring process, the chewy treat can be enjoyed by everyone.
Only. at RA Digital with New Look.
Programa en español.
RRE Digital, available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital. VOI listeners and viewers, you are still enjoying Indonesia Today that, like what I said before, now both available on the audio and video streaming at voinews.id, RRI Digital Mobile App, Channel VOI, and UCTV for RRI Net viewers. And we are also inviting you to send us feedback to our email, voilisteners@gmail.com, voilisteners@gmail.com, or to our social media, like on Facebook fan page, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter, Instagram, @VOI_official. Then we are also on WhatsApp, +62821-2381-2130, +62821-2381-2130. Listener, coming up next, we have a special interview about an event in Bali this month, 2025. So stick around, don't go anywhere, still on Indonesia Today.
RRA Digital with New Look. Various collaborative content from various national programs, including live visual broadcast, live radio broadcast, music playlist, podcast, video news, and various users' interaction features in the game. Various interesting content such as likes, comments and shares, as well as live chat with broadcasters and users. Direct messaging and private chat facilities between app users are also available. RRE Digital. Available on Google Store and App Store. RRE Digital.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners and viewers, Indonesia through the Indonesian Navy will host the 5th Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo in Bali in February 2025. And we're going to find out the details about this event with the commander of the Denpasar Bali Indonesian Navy Base, Navy Colonel Endra Kusuma. So make sure you keep tuning in for the interview. We will inform you the details about the event. It's only on Indonesia Today from Voice of Indonesia.
Music, dance, art performances from Indonesia and abroad, only on The Session. Every Saturday, 9:15 Jakarta time, only on Voice of Indonesia.
Yeah.
Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. VOI listeners and viewers, Indonesia through the Indonesian Navy will host the 5th Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo in the Islands of Gods and Goddesses, Bali, in February 2025. So let's find out more about this event with the commander of the Denpasar, Bali, Indonesian Navy Base, Navy Colonel Endra Kusuma, who is already joining us on Zoom. Good afternoon, Mr. Endra Kusuma.
Good afternoon, sister. How are you?
We are all great, and hopefully the Indonesian Navy is also feeling great welcoming the event, the 5th Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo. So could you tell us more what the event is all about actually to our listeners and viewers, please?
Okay, thank you very much. First of all, I would like to say thank you very much to give us the opportunity with the radio of Republic of Indonesia. We would like to give some information that the Indonesian Naval, Indonesian Navy will be held the Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo in Bali during especially in February 15 until 2022. Yeah. Before that, Indonesia Navy already held the first Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo in Batam and in Natuna Islands in 2014, and then the second MNEC held in Padang in 2016. And then the third MNEC already held in Lombok in 2018. Actually, this kind of this exercise is held in every 2 years, but because in 2020 until 2022 we have a COVID, so this exercise was postponed, and we started again in 2023 in Makassar for the 4th and next in Makassar, and the Bali will be hosted this exercise in 2025 as MNEC 5 here. That's all, eh?
Okay. And in this year's event, what activities that will be done in Bali?
Yes, sister. Actually, this kind of exercise, we focus on the military operation other than war for this exercise. We prioritize for the human assistance disaster relief, such as combined operation for search and rescue, and then man overboard, and some activities for the civic action program like medical civic action program, and then engineering civic action program that we collaborated with the local authority to give some humanitarian assistance for the people in Bali, especially in Karangasem district.
Okay, and what about the weaponry system that have been prepared for this event?
Yes, sir. For the system, as I said before, we focus on the military other than war, so we don't use any weapon for this action, for this exercise, because we try to invite for the other countries to join with us to addressing the peace within the region. Especially for the Navy in the world, our brother from the Navy from other countries come to Indonesia, join with us for humanitarian assistance and disaster relief effort, something like that.
Alright. This year's event carries the theme Maritime Partnership for Peace and Stability. What could you explain about this theme and the goal. Yes, Mr. Endra Kusuma. Well, listener, we are continuing to contact the Navy Colonel Endra Kusuma for further details about the 5th Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo. Right after this next song that we have prepared, let's see, we have Naif and Indra Lesmana with Selama Ada Cinta or As Long As There's Love.
Rolling. Stand by. Action.
Joining us on Indonesia Today, precisely on Afternoon Talk with the Navy Colonel Endra Kusuma, the commander of the Denpasar Bali Indonesian Navy Base, talking about the 5th Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo. And previously I asked our today's source about this year's theme, which is Maritime Partnership for Peace and Stability. So let's find out more about the speciality of this theme. Yes, Mr. Endra Kusuma.
Yes, sister. The connection is not good.
Yes, that's okay, but at least now we are back after enjoying a song. Then we are already enlivened by the song and ready to know more about this event, especially about the theme of the 2025. What could you explain from the theme?
Yes, sister. Actually, inside the Multilateral Naval Association, we have a lot of events, such as I said before that we have medical capability, and then engineering civic action program, and also we have something like a seminar, forum forum group discussion, IMSSS, International Maritime Security Symposium, that we invite our friend from another country, especially for our friends from Navy. We try to talking about the how to manage the stability in the region, especially in Southeast Asia, in the Pacific region, and then in Atlantic region, also in global, in the world region. Hopefully from this discussion, they can bring the result to the their own government to as a basic to discuss more in a high level, something like the convention, I think, in the world. So from this is that East Navy can bring the result from this discussion and then give information to their each governments as a basic information to bring to the a level like a conference, international conference, each country.
Okay, and talking about the participating countries, how many countries that have been confirmed to participate, and what are they? What countries?
Well, many countries, especially in the region, so Southeast Asia, almost all Southeast Asia country will join with us. Actually, we invited more than 58 countries, already confirmed 38 countries, and 23 assets, Navy vessel will be joined with us, and then from our side, we will send around 18 vessel. 18 vessel will join with this exercise. So totally more than 50 vessels will join with this exercise this year.
Wow, would be amazing.
Yeah. Even the countries from Russia, United States, and then England, Australia, Japan, Korea. This morning we already received vessel from Korea already berthing in Tomorrow Port. They also joined with us for this exercise.
Okay, so until today, what other preparations that have been made?
Yes, sir. We try to complete our preparation. We always coordination with the local authority and local governments, not only government province. We also make a coordination with district, region in the Bali, because we also involve them to join with this exercise, especially for the medical civic action program, because it is like give something to the people in the region, and also gives them opportunity to join with us to uprising the tourism sections in the Bali, of course.
Yes, surely. And you said before that this event has been done since 2014, is that right?
2014, yes.
2014, okay. So in your perspectives, how can you evaluate the previous naval exercise for the upcoming one?
Yeah, actually this kind of exercise is very good, yeah, because we invite them, the people from abroad, join with us, especially for the exercise for the military operation other than war, and we're trying to maintain our stability in the region, in the Pacific region, in the Indian Ocean region, and also global region, yeah. And the important thing that if you can see that some exercise that we already done, we held in bordering area, such as Natuna, the first one in Natuna, Batam in Natuna, and the second in Padang, and the third in Lombok, Port Makassar, now in Bali. as you can see that area that we use for this train, we establish this exercise in the bordering area. So we can also give them the CMAP, the map of the bordering our area, so they can notice that this is the bordering country of Indonesia between Indonesia and other countries. There's also give them the understanding of the our border.
Okay, and what about the differences? Any differences from this year's event compared to the previous ones?
Actually, there is no differences because we priority for this exercise. We focus on humanitarian assistance disaster relief. There is no differences. The differences only in the area. We just try to also trying to promoting the tourism of the local area that we established this exercise.
Okay, the area in Bali this year, yeah.
Yes.
So after 11 years, how do you see the responses of the involving countries after joining these naval exercises?
Yeah, as we can see nowadays, for this year we have more than 20 countries joined with us. Before that, only 20, 25, and then more and more. And then there's some additional countries joined with us because it's more interesting, I think, for them.
Okay, so they must be so excited and have something
yes.
to share in their country.
Yes, yes, of course. Very excited. Especially Bali, yeah.
Bali, of course.
Bali, of course.
Nobody doesn't want to go to Bali.
Okay. Yes, yes.
Final statement, please, about your expectation on this multilateral naval exercise.
Yes, it's very good that we do hope that this kind of success will be continue for the next. And we're trying to invite our friends from another country, especially from Navy. We try to give the stability in the area, in the region, more peace, no war, even though we have a weapon, but no need to use that. Yeah. We just focus with a social and human assistance. Human assistance and disaster relief for this kind of success. So just keep peace in the region.
Just like this year's theme, Maritime Partnership for Peace and Stability.
Yes.
That's what should be highlighted.
Yes, sister. Yes.
Okay, thank you so much, the commander of the Denpasar Bali Indonesian Navy Base, Navy Colonel Endra Kusuma, for...
Thank you very much.
Sharing insights about the 5th Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo in Bali in February. What date? Sorry, once again.
15 February until
22. 15 to the 22nd. Oh, 1 week. Okay.
1 week, yes. 1 week in Bali.
Okay, may the event will run well and achieve the goal.
Thank you, hopefully.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sister.
Well, listeners, that's our today's afternoon talk about the 5th Multilateral Naval Exercise Komodo. Stay tuned on Voice of Indonesia for more interesting, insightful interviews only on Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Tahu genjrot is a traditional dish from Cirebon, West Java. made from fried tofu cut into small pieces and served with a distinctive sauce. The sauce is a mixture of palm sugar, tamarind, shallots, garlic, and chili, giving it a sweet, sour, and spicy flavor. This dish is typically served on a small plate or in a mortar and enjoyed as a snack. Tahu gejrot is a popular culinary delight, commonly found in traditional markets and street vendors across West Java.
Jiwa kebebasan aku.
this quote of the day. Education is the most powerful weapon to change the world. A quote by Ki Hajar Dewantara. Ki Hajar Dewantara is dubbed as the father of education in Indonesia. He was a freedom fighter, respected by both allies and enemies. He is known for his creativity, broad insight, and criticism towards education, which resulted in various brilliant ideas. This made him known as the true educator and cultural figure of Indonesia.
In remote areas, our search. In urban areas, I was thrown away for no reason. Have you ever thought that I'm what a tree needs to live? I am what animals need to reproduce. I am what humans need to survive. Yes, I am water. Save me, so that the earth and its content can continue to be sustainable.
Well, I'm
Audra and Andy Rianto, Sang Dewi or The Goddess. And hopefully the song and the music video, if you are watching us, can brighten your day on this Monday, February 10, 2025, amid the rainy, gloomy day here in Jakarta, maybe in your place as well. I wish I could give you more information, but unfortunately I have to sign up, but from RRInet, only from RRInet, because on voinews.id and RRI Digital mobile app, we keep on airing till the next 1 hour. So enjoy another interesting edition of Indonesia Today on RRInet tomorrow at 3 p.m. Western Indonesia time.
Thank you for joining us on Indonesia Today, only on VOI and RRInet.
Voice of Indonesia, the overseas service of Radio Republic Indonesia, broadcast in 9 language services, English, French, German, Dutch, Spanish, Arabic, Mandarin, Japanese, and Indonesian. Voice of Indonesia is broadcast via shortwave 3325 kHz and 4755 kHz and via streaming on voinews.id and RRI Digital on mobile application. We present various programs for you. Diplomatic Forum, The Session, Indonesian Wonder, Miscellany, Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, Indonesian Pop and Regional Songs, International Musical Entertainment, as well as news and information about Indonesia and abroad. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
This traditional snack will definitely blow your mind. Burayot. The name itself comes from a Sundanese word, ngaburayot, which means hanging, because the snack is really hung during the cooking process. Made from rice flour, palm sugar, and water. These ingredients are mixed until they become a dough. The dough was shaped into a small ball. Then, they were flattened and fried in very hot oil. This process makes the flattened dough rises and become a hollow ball that floating on the oil. Quickly, take the hollow ball and hang it on a wooden stick. Then, it becomes the burayot, slightly sweet, with a little bit of crunch and chewy texture. This is going to be the best companion for your tea or coffee.
Wajah
Did you know the oldest site in the world is found in Indonesia? Precisely from Muna Regency, South Sulawesi. The site is called Tagapi Rokolope or Tagapi Kolope, which is made from dried sweet potato leaves, then woven with pineapple fiber. Quoted from warisankebudayaan.kemdikbud.go.id, Tagapi Kolope was found 4,000 years ago. Evidence of this old game can be seen in an ancient painting made in a historical cave called Sugipatani in Liang Kabori village. The painting describes people playing kites. Since then, kites have developed and become a traditional game among Indonesian children. What about in your country? Many people still fly kites? Comment down below.
Newsline, first the headline. Indonesian Religious Affairs Ministry issues regulation to prevent violence in Islamic boarding schools. Economist says Indonesia joins BRICS not to de-dollarize but to expand trading partners. Now the news in detail. Indonesian Ministry of Religious Affairs issued the decree of the Minister of Religious Affairs No. 91 of 2025 concerning the roadmap for the child-friendly Islamic boarding school development program. Director of Islamic boarding schools at the ministry, Basmang Said, said the purpose of issuing this regulation was to prevent acts of violence in Islamic boarding schools. This decree was signed by the Minister of Religious Affairs, Nasaruddin Umar. The roadmap is intended to be a guide for caretakers and founders of Islamic boarding schools leaders, educators, and education personnel, as well as the Ministry of Religion to develop child-friendly Islamic boarding schools by providing protection and fulfilling the rights of child students. Moving on to Bank Permata chief economist Joshua Pardede, who assessed Indonesia's membership in BRICS doesn't necessarily mean supporting the de-dollarization agenda echoed by China and Russia. According to him, this decision is more aimed at expanding trading partners and strengthening Indonesia's economic position in the global arena. Joshua explained the government is indeed encouraging the local currency transaction scheme to reduce dependence on the U.S. dollar in international trade. However, he emphasized it is not part of a grand strategy to abandon the dollar altogether. That was Newsline from Voice of Indonesia.
Tiba-tiba ku teringat dirinya dan semua cerita-cerita indah tentangku dan dia. Tiba-tiba dalam hati bertanya, sedang apa dan di mana dia, masihkah dia menyimpan rasa.